Sunday morning, 2:14:21. This is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is called The Giant Killers. I'll have a few scriptures with this one, but it's not real long. There are giants in your land. And the Lord says, so? What else is new? What are you going to do about it? Wring your hands and say, oh, what am I going to do? Why, God, why? When, God, when? Why, God, don't you do something? When, God, are you going to do something? When, POTUS, are you going to do something? When, SCOTUS, are you going to do something? The Lord says, why haven't you done anything? The Lord says, when are you going to do something? I have given the dominion over the earth to man. Man has his say by speaking to the mountains that stand in the way, or by not speaking to those mountains that stand in the way. Now is the time to throw some rocks. Rock throwers take down giants. The rock is my word. A simple rock will take off the head of the giant. Pick up your rocks and take out the giants in your domain and across your land. Never settle and just get used to the giants because, in other words, put up with, for they aim to take you out. Pile up those rocks in your heart. This is how you will occupy the land. I will show you when it's time to release them, and when you do, it will be just like when David did it and disabled the giant and severed his head. The head represents authority. That's the significance of cutting off the head. When the head is gone, there goes the authority with it. Every generation have had to face the giants. Some just put up with them and left them for future generations. Yeah, thanks, Grandma, Grandpa, or Great-Grandpa. This is where you sit today. Generations of the giants have not been dealt with, and they are reigning instead of my people. There was a reason I told Israel to go in and clean them out and keep them out. You are the last giant killers of this as this age closes. Most do not even have the concept as believers that they have a part they should be playing. Many have fought in natural wars, but they forgot to take out the hidden enemy. Yes, the real enemy. You are of the generation that will see the giants taken out and locked away for 1,000 years. When Satan is loosed again, there will be a very destructive war like has never been seen on earth that I will stop. Now, maybe you can understand that most, even teachers and preachers, have not discerned the time sequence. Many are thinking that it's not that time because they think it is before the 1,000-year reign. It's not. It's after. All right, if you want to read that, that's Revelation 21-10. And then Ezekiel 38-39 talks about the Gog and Magog war. That's what happens after the 1,000 years, after Satan's loosed out of the pit. If every generation would have dealt with the giants of their time, things would not be as they are now. Because men have not obeyed me or rightly divided my word, you're now seeing generation after generation of evil, massive strongholds of wickedness. This is why it's taken a while. Don't point a finger at anyone else, for all have fallen short of the glory of God. The pressure you're feeling is because I gave a warning that if the people did not deal with them, the giants would become pricks in their eyes and thorns in their sides. That's Numbers 33:55. It says they would be vexed. Are you feeling vexed? This is what vexed means. To cramp, it means adversity, affliction, to besiege, to bind, distress, oppress, to be in a strait or trouble. You're winning the war. Be encouraged. The scare of end is causing the sleepers to wake up to the times and seasons they are living in. There will be another swamp after the 1,000-year reign because Satan has been loosed. But rejoice that men will have 1,000 years of peace without Satan's influence and harassment. Those in the coming day will again have a choice, just like you have had. Another line will be drawn in the sand. But always remember, and I want to read you these three scriptures. Romans 8:37 is the first one. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Okay, 1 John 4:4. Ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Then 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Okay.